Do you ever end your day completely wiped out? Like you've given everything at work and have nothing left for your family or yourself? You like walk through the door and instead of being excited to see your family and your kids, you just feel done. This kind of exhaustion isn't just a part of being a working mom. It is a signal that something needs to shift. In this episode, I am breaking down three simple and quick practices that completely will change how you end your day. You'll learn how to transition intentionally from work to home so your family just doesn't get the leftovers. You'll learn how to release heavy emotions that sort of pile up throughout your day so you don't explode at night. And you'll learn how to spot and solve for predictable moments that trigger overwhelm. When you put these practices into place, you will end your day feeling lighter, more grounded, and way more present for the people who matter most. Are you ready to learn how to stop settling for exhaustion and start reclaiming your energy in your evenings? All right, let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hello, hello, working moms. I hope you are doing well. I have had so much fun recently giving some workshops. I've given like four or five over the last month. I've done several of them virtually for like ERG groups or community groups, women's groups, parents groups, caretakers groups, talking about sustainable work-life balance in a variety of ways. And I've also got to do a few of them in person recently, which is so much fun because I don't do that very often, but there was a couple of local groups that I got to do that for. This is just something that I love doing. If you are a leader of a community group or an ERG group or some sort of group you think that I would be a good fit for in terms of talking about work-life balance, I would love to be connected. By all means, please, you can go to my website. There's a speaker page there, and there's even like a button to connect with me even further about your event and so forth. So my website is RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com and then /speaker if you want to find out more information about that and the topics that I teach on and all those kinds of things. But the reason I am bringing this up is because in one of these groups I was leading in one of these workshops, one of the in-person ones, I was having this conversation with someone and they were talking to me about how exhausted they feel at the end of their workday. And you could just like see it in her eyes, you know, like her, that energy that she just has about her, like she's kind of a walking zombie and she just does not have any energy for herself, for her family, for her kids. She's not sleeping great. She's gotten into some really bad, like doom scrolling types of habits. So she's not really taking care of herself in the way that she really needs to and getting out of this place of exhaustion. And if you and I were in a room together right now, like with all of the listeners right now, I'd have you raise your hand if you can relate to this woman, because I bet a lot of you can. There are so many studies that are being done right now on burnout and on work-life balance for parents in particular. And there are a bunch of statistics ranging from like 65% to 92% of working parents surveyed that indicate they experience regular symptoms of burnout. That is a lot of us out there. So I know that this woman is not alone. I know that you are not alone. And one of my jobs as a coach, when I'm having a conversation with a client or a working mom around work-life balance and so forth, and they tell me that they're exhausted, and it's not just this kind of like one-time thing, it's sort of a chronic exhaustion. They're sort of at this point where they're telling me like they're exhausted all of the time. And you know, that's just the way it is, right? This is just an exhausting season of life. And the first time I start to hear this sort of language and energy come out of a working mom, I stop them and I say, hold on. It doesn't have to be this way. Of course, being a working mom is hard. Different seasons are harder than others. Different circumstances require more energy from us, which can cause that overwhelm, exhaustion that so many working moms feel. And there is something you can do about it. In this ambitious and balanced community, we do not settle for exhaustion. This is not just the way things are. It is not just a season or a circumstance. And so on this podcast episode today, I want to offer to you three things that you can do that will dramatically change exhaustion at the end of the day, if not completely eradicate it, because that's the goal. Exhaustion is not something I want you to settle for. It is not a way of life. And so we're going to do something about it right here today. So we're going to talk about three things. And the first one I want to talk to you about is context switching. Okay. We all know what that means, right? We kind of go from one task to another task. And there's this moment where we have to switch in our brain from like thinking about one thing to thinking about the other thing. That's essentially what context switching is. There's a lot of energy loss in context switching, right? If we were going to talk about time management strategies and productivity strategies and things like that, we would talk about batching a lot of your activities together or like similar tasks together so you don't spend and waste a lot of energy on context switching. Well, for us as working moms, there's a big context switch that we go through every single day, and it is that transition from work to home. You do not magically shut down your work brain or your work thoughts or your work energy and tasks the moment you leave your office, right? Your brain needs time to transition or to context switch between work and home. If you don't do that, you end up carrying with you all of the emotions and the not enough thoughts and the tasks that you didn't get done throughout your workday into your home life, causing a huge energy leak, causing a massive amount of exhaustion to happen at the end of the day. And so when I hear working moms say they feel like their families are just getting the leftovers of what they have available throughout the day, and they're not giving their best to their family, and they're feeling guilty about how they're showing up as a mom, and they want to change this, creating a work-to-home transition is the first thing I teach them how to do. I had a client that described her weeknight evenings like this. She said she would get off of work, she would rush home, she'd get home about 6 o'clock, dinner would usually be on the table at that time. They'd sit down for a few crazy minutes as a family to share a meal together. She had two young kids. And then right after that, she would rush the kids into bath time and rush the kids into bedtime routines, and then only to log back on and rush through a little bit more work before she would, you know, hit her head on the pillow at the end of the night. That was her rhythm day in, day out. Sounds exhausting, right? Just to hear me talk about it, I feel exhausted talking about it. And so what we worked on building together was a bit of transition time between work and home, even if it was just doing during her commute, intentional time where she would essentially close out her thoughts and emotions from her work day and then open herself up to the experience that she wanted to have with her family in the evening. Now, I teach a very formal work to home transition. My clients literally get a workbook on this. I walk them through a process, all of the key steps in doing a really effective work to home transition. It is also one of the two anchor practices that I teach inside my group cohorts. And I hold them accountable to that because it is that important in ending burnout and exhaustion and showing up as the parent that you want to be every single day. And so I'm not going to go into the depths of all of those steps here. I certainly have done some podcast episodes on it, but I want you to think about this transition just in a very simplistic way, okay? An effective work-to-home transition is essentially where you practice closing out your thoughts and feelings and tasks from your workday and intentionally decide on the thoughts and the feelings and the tasks maybe that you want for your evening. Deep breathing, closing your eyes, visualizing yourself, visualizing letting go of emotions throughout the day, closing out tasks, simple planning tools to help you get ready for the next day. There are so many things that you could do intentionally if you put an intentional practice together that is essentially like putting a period on the end of your workday, and it will make all the difference when you do it. Because when you do this well, you will be able to walk into your home life with more energy, a lot less should have done that, could have done more, should have done more types of thoughts. You'll be more open to playtime, to activities with your kids. You'll be less likely to feel so tethered to your phone or to your email, and certainly less likely to log back on later. You're essentially taking back control of your energy, of your time, of your life, of your balance, right? When you build a work to home transition. So if you are experiencing a lot of exhaustion as a working mom right now, and it feels sort of chronic, and you feel like you're sort of in this cycle of overwhelm and exhaustion time and time again, the first thing I would tell you to do is build a very clear work to home transition process for yourself. Now, of course, if you want some accountability, if you want someone to walk you through a proven process on how to do it, the Ambitious and Balanced group coaching cohort is the perfect place for you. The next cohort is starting in January, actually, and the open enrollment time or early enrollment is happening here in the middle of October. Early enrollment just means those that want to join in this first phase of enrollment, they're going to get a couple of bonuses, a couple of one-on-one sessions with me to go along with the group that's actually going to start in January. So if that's of interest to you, I highly recommend you book a free breakthrough call with me so we can talk all about what's going on in your life and make sure you are the perfect fit for that program. You can find information on that breakthrough call in the show notes if that's of interest to you. But the second thing, the second fix that I would suggest for you if you're in this constant state of overwhelm and exhaustion and burnout is to intentionally stop several times throughout your day to check in with how your body is feeling and the emotions that you are carrying and then releasing them. I'm maybe talking about like three times throughout your workday, anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes at most. And the point is to make this quick and effective. So I don't want you to take much longer than that because then it wouldn't be quick, right? And it might feel overwhelming to even do that. But we are emotional beings, right? And we are meant to experience a range of emotions throughout our day. Some of those emotions are hard, like guilt or fear of disappointing someone or confusion or not feeling enough or imposter syndrome feelings, right? And then some emotions are good. They feel good. They're motivating. They're exciting. They're energizing to us. But if you're constantly experiencing some exhaustion and emotion, right, or overwhelm right now, my hunch is that your emotional state is sort of skewed to those harder feelings or what we like to often label as being negative emotions, right? And unless you do something intentionally with those negative emotions, you essentially just carry them around like they're a heavy backpack. Right? You literally pile them on inside. It brings down your shoulders. It brings down your neck. It makes you tired. You move slower. You think less quick, right? Negative emotions like stress and overwhelm and exhaustion, particularly at chronic levels, they increase your health problems. Your risk for stroke and diabetes goes up. You can't lose weight when you're in a chronic state of overwhelm and stress, right? But these emotions that you're carrying around in your backpack all day, you can actually intentionally let those go. You can take off the backpack, if we're going to use that analogy here. Let me give you a little emotion processing 101 course, okay? Crash course here, real quick. At a very fundamental level, emotions are simply vibrational experiences that your body is experiencing throughout your day. And if you're not processing all of those emotions throughout the day, essentially what you're doing is you're stacking up vibrational experience after vibrational experience in your body until there's nowhere else for those emotions to go and they sort of explode out of you, right? And I know we all know what this experience is like. We blow up at our kids or our spouse, right? And it's so much more dramatic than it really is called for in that moment. Or you yell or you snap at your kids when you don't really need to or you don't really want to. It's because your body is releasing emotions that you have sort of pent up and stored up to the point of explosion, right? So taking 2 to 5 minutes, three times throughout your day to literally stop and release those emotions, it's going to literally clear your backpack of all of the heaviness, of all of the negativity. You begin to feel lighter. You begin to feel more in control. You have less like brain fog. You'll be able to react more proactively. You'll receive more satisfaction and motivation and energy throughout your workday as well. Of course, I teach a very simple process on this. A lot of my clients come in and have no idea how to sort of process their emotions intentionally. So I've developed something called the Pivot Protocol. I've talked about that multiple times here on the podcast before, but really at its core level, it's an emotional processing tool, right? It's a way of releasing and letting go of emotions that you are carrying around in a very intentional way. But really, releasing your emotions is as simple as sitting quietly, closing your eyes, putting your hand over your heart, taking just 2 minutes to intentionally breathe, to imagine sort of emptying your backpack, to imagine your body feeling lighter, to imagine the vibrational experiences in your body sort of releasing. Right? I literally do this on a regular basis throughout my days. I recognize when my heart feels heavy or my heart is racing or I'm feeling a little jittery or my gut feeling is feeling a little uncomfortable, right? I sit and I focus my mind on those sort of body experiences because that's where our emotions are held in our body. And then I imagine myself releasing them, right? And a lot of my clients, when they start working with me, they're not in tune with this sort of emotional experience in their body. I certainly was not in tune before I became a coach with this kind of emotional experience in my body, right? So I have to teach them to build awareness to some of these things so that their emotional processing becomes very intentional, proactive, and quick, right? We can process our emotions anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes if we're really intentional and proactive about it. A great example is one of my clients in a past cohort of Ambitious and Balanced. She came to the program not very aware of all of these emotions that she was carrying throughout the day. And so she made a really intentional choice to use a lot of her like driving time as emotional processing time, because that was the best time that she had in order to do this. So she stopped listening to podcasts. She stopped calling her friends and her family during that time. And she used it as an intentional time to stop and sort of reset the way she was feeling. She would think about how she was feeling. She'd label those emotions. And then she'd literally imagine herself sort of letting it go. And what she started to say throughout this program as she learned how to do this on a regular basis is, oh my gosh, she's more patient with her kids. She's more present with them. She feels more available to them at the end of the day. She actually is liking how she is showing up as a mom and as a human being in the world. And that's just because of really learning how to take back control of our emotions and our experiences within our body. So tip number two is if you're ending your day with a lot of exhaustion, is to take three intentional emotion reset moments throughout your day to essentially name the emotions that you're experiencing and release them so that you don't carry them around with you anymore. The last tip I want to offer to you to end sort of chronic exhaustion is to identify common triggers. Because my hunch is that there are common moments throughout the day that are always stressful to you, almost like you could predict how stressful and overwhelming and exhausting those moments will feel and be. Right? And if you can identify these moments throughout your day, then you can make a plan to sort of mitigate them, to lessen them, right? So for example, the morning rush to school and to get to work was a very common stressful moment for me, as I know it is for many, many of you out there. Every morning, my kids would not get ready fast enough. They would drag their feet. They would have meltdowns. I'd be pushing them to go faster, telling them they're going to be late. There would be, all of these emotions flying around. I'd get irritated. I might even yell. And it was like literally happening on a daily basis, right? And so once I stopped and I identified this moment and then decided I could do something about that moment, I started to actually problem solve for how to remain calm and how to get the kids out the door with a whole lot less rushing. Now, of course, it's not perfect, but I experience immensely less stress and overwhelm during this morning rush out the door than I used to. And I'm not carrying that sort of rush into my work day either, which has made all of the difference. Now, maybe it's not the morning rush, that's the one that triggers you, but maybe it's a meeting with a particular person that is rather triggering to you, or maybe it's a client meeting or client calls that you have that sort of stress you out, or maybe it's when you just sit down at your desk and you stare at a long, unprioritized to-do list that triggers stress and overwhelm for you, right? I want you to take a moment, even right now, ask yourself, when do I regularly feel predictable stress and overwhelm throughout my day? And then once you've identified that, now you get to ask yourself, what can I do about it? If there was one thing that I could do to make this predictable moment easier, what would that be? Right. Then at least you have the option of making this action plan and changing this chronic stressful moment before it even happens. Okay, so three tips to help you end overwhelm that happens at the end of the day. Be intentional with the time you transition between work and home. Two, build three emotion processing moments throughout your day to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to so it doesn't like stack up and you don't take that home with you. And three, get ahead of those predictable, stressful moments so they just don't happen as often. And so you are less triggered by that overwhelm and stress throughout the day. Essentially, you just build up less stress and overwhelm because you have mitigated, you have intentionally gotten rid of those predictable, stressful moments. Now, I know you could be hearing these three tips and it could feel like a lot to add on to your already very busy schedule, but these three practices actually give you back time, right? They give you back energy. They give you back mental space. They are not triage practices. They are preventative practices so that you don't get into a state of overwhelm. You feel better throughout the day. You make better decisions throughout the day. You feel better about yourself throughout the day. You're ending this overwhelm cycle. These all are tools and strategies that I can teach you how to do, hold you accountable in making them happen in your own life. We can do that together through one-on-one coaching, or you can join the next cohort of Ambitious and Balanced, which again is starting in January, but early enrollment is happening right here in the middle of October. So if you are looking for a guide and a proven system where you are guaranteed to get out of this cycle of exhaustion and overwhelm and truly take back control of your time and energy, I would love to connect with you on a free breakthrough call where we will break down what's really going on in your life, what are your work-life balance challenges, and create a plan together to get you out of this cycle of burnout, exhaustion, and feeling out of balance. If you would like to book that free breakthrough call, you can go to RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/book. You can also find that in the show notes. Working moms, end exhaustion. You do not have to feel exhausted and overwhelmed at the end of your work days. You can take back control of your time, your energy, and your presence with these three strategies. All right, working moms, till next week, let's get to it. If you want 2026 to be the year where you end all of the stress and exhaustion and finally take back control of your time and your energy, then this is your moment. The next Ambitious and Balanced cohort is kicking off in January 2026, and it runs through April. And this isn't just about taking back control of your time. It's about building habits that protect your energy and create more space for what truly matters, your health, your family, and your joy. Imagine closing your laptop at 5 p.m. and actually being done, or walking into your evenings without guilt or exhaustion, or having the mental space to think clearly, laugh more, and feel more like yourself. That's what this program is designed to create. And if you join before October 31st during early enrollment, you'll get three private 30-minute coaching sessions with me to use before the end of the year. So you can finish 2025 feeling grounded and step into 2026 with clarity and momentum. You can go to my website to learn more and to schedule a free call with me. That is RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced to save your spot before October 31st. And let's make 2026 the year that you finally feel balanced. Not because you're doing less, but because you're finally doing what matters most.